morning, TSB team. Lemmy speaking.
Hello, Lemmy. How are you doing? Good morning. It's Mr. Cordell.
Hello, Mr. Cordell. Good morning.
Yeah, I was just wondering, did you get my last two messages that I've left on your answering machine?
I've only just come in.
Okay, I left a message on your answering machine on Friday for you. Okay, I understand that. And I've also left a message also over the weekend, so I think you would have two messages on your answering machine in regards to your application, Lemmy.
Lemmy,
I have a question to ask you. Is it okay to ask you a question? Basically, I just wanted to know, as your career, because obviously you're working for Enfield Council, which is a company, so I believe I'm entitled to ask you, are you trained as a solicitor, Lemmy? Because you've gave me an official... The reason that I'm asking you this question is because you've handed me an official letter which I've caught you personally posting through my letterbox. I spoke to you outside with the police officers outside the front door after I caught you. So my concern right now is, for after reading that myself, I'm pretty well knowledged in the law, and I'm concerned that you don't have no first-hand material witnesses. You personally admit on tape recordings that there's no truth found in these allegations. And I'm saying to you...
allegations.
Yeah, they're just allegations. Now, but you can't threaten to take...
Okay, sorry. To speak to you about it.
Yeah, you can't threaten to take my home off me over allegations unless there's any truth found in this country, Lemmy, yeah? Which is my largest concern, Lemmy, yeah? I feel that you're trying to...
It has to go before a judge anyway.
No, Lemmy. Can I say something? You can't hand... Can I say something to you, Lemmy, yeah? Normally, I'd have a fair trial or I'd have a hearing, preliminary hearing or so forth like that in regards to these sort of issues. Or I'd be able to sit down at a meeting and, like I've said to you, you'd give them to the police and that would normally be the police. And then if the police find truth, then you can follow through. Yeah, the police have already arrested me for these allegations and found them not true.
This has got nothing to do with the police. This is a civil matter.
No, they are all criminal matters. Lemmy, all of what you're saying to me are criminal offences, Lemmy. Lemmy, what you're saying to me are criminal offences, yeah, Lemmy. I'm happy to meet you anyway, Lemmy, and I'm happy to come to you because I've built a book, like I've explained to you, a 600-page book, Lemmy, of every day of what they done to me in this house up till date. All the recordings that I've got of you, I've transcribed them all, and you're in my book as well, Lemmy, yeah? Your precise words that come out of your mouth, Lemmy, yeah? And like I said, I'm going to show this to the public, and I believe, yeah, on my hand on my heart, Lemmy, I never wanted to, when I said to you in the first conversation that I would transcribe the messages and I'll send them to you, after speaking to you, I felt humanity for you. I felt, you know what, this is a person, he's come in, and you know what, he's just following the lead of the other people. So let him have a bit of time to analyse the situation and really know that what I'm saying has heart and meaning into it. That these people were trying to kill me, Lemmy. Lemmy, these people were trying to kill me, Lemmy, yeah? And I've been showing the, Lemmy, listen to this, In 2014, Lemmy, may I say one thing to you? Lemmy, listen to this. It's important, Lemmy. In 2014, when this all first started happening to me, they started to victimise me. Yeah, I started to get all my friends to stay here, and we started to take witness statements of them, and they were all victim as well. So now I've got 30 friends throughout them years that have stayed here that have all done their nutting. And to stop them going upstairs and taking things personal, I've made them write witness statements, and they're all willing to come to court, Lemmy, with me, yeah? Now, to top it off, the allegations that I'm saying, these that have attempted to kill me, Lemmy, yeah? What they're doing is very bad, Lemmy, yeah? Now, what I've done is, when the doctors tried to get in my house to cover up what the police had done, they come in my house, and I had all tape recording systems in my house waiting for them, Lemmy, because I knew what they was trying to do, trying to get me off road to cover up the mess that you's lot have made, well, your other colleagues have made, and to cover up the mess that the police have made, yeah? So I knew that they was coming, and so did my loved ones, and we all waited in this house with tape recordings for them. Them doctors have been at my front door 156 times in the last 4 years, yeah, and it's while this has been going on, and they've not found me crazy or anything ill at any one time. They said that I'm very well-minded and I'm a very intelligent person, Lemmy. On one of them occasions, they broke into my house with a fake warrant, and I've got them on tape recording admitting that they forged a warrant to get into my house, Lemmy. They come with a council officer. Yeah, now that council officer was in my house when all of this was admitted on the tape recordings, Lemmy. Yeah, now they all lose their jobs forever, Lemmy, because I've handed it to a complaints department advocate for the NHS, and she said to me, Simon, I'm scared to press enter on the keyboard. Yeah, I'm going to, you know the law very well, and you can see what you've wrote. Yeah? If you want me to press return, I'll press return, but I'm asking you not to tell me to do that. Yeah, Lemmy. That's how much trouble these people are in, Lemmy.
This you're telling me...
No, yeah, Lemmy. No, they have, Lemmy, because I explained... Let me finish what I'm saying, and I will listen to you. Let me just finish. No, let me finish, because it's one thing, Lemmy. I'm saying let me finish what I'm saying. Please don't be rude to me, Lemmy. I'll give you half an hour on the phone after, Lemmy. Please just let me finish, Lemmy. Because it does have relevance, but you have to let me explain to you why it has relevance, Lemmy. You have to let me explain myself, Lemmy. I will listen to you. You've got half an hour after. We don't have to get off the phone, Lemmy. So let me finish. Please let me finish, Lemmy. No, Lemmy, you can't not tell me you don't want... You're trying to take my flat off me, Lemmy, and I'm recording you, Lemmy, yeah?
Yeah, by all means.
Yeah, Lemmy, yeah? See what I'm telling you? I'm willing to come down to the Civic Centre right now. I'm going to come down now. Yeah, my solicitor's willing to come here. I've got a private solicitor, Lemmy. Yeah, I've been on the phone to the legal department, onto the Civic Centre already, to Colin and all to the legal. That letter that you sent me should have gone through their hands. Lemmy, yeah, you shouldn't send legal department letters if you're not a trained solicitor. And I've phoned up the legal department of the Civic Centre already. Yeah, you with me, Lemmy?
I'm listening.
Yeah, and I swear to God, Lemmy, I know my rights, Lemmy. Now, what I'm trying to finish off with is that day when that council officer come into this house in 2004 and I recorded, I showed them exactly what them neighbours, the Mafia, the Guns and Debbie, was doing. I walked up to the taps. You can listen to it on the tape recordings and see it all. All the police were in here, and I asked the council to protect me and from what these people were making me victim to, Lemmy. Yeah, now you're telling me you're upset that I've knocked on their door. Yes, I may have knocked on their door 6 times in the last 15 years of living in my house, but that's to defend myself, Lemmy, and ask them to stop making me victim, because you lot won't take action and protect me, Lemmy. Neither will the police, because you both signed a load of forged paperwork that's got me 8 years in my life, Lemmy. If you make me homeless, Lemmy, I'm not illegally allowed to be homeless. I can't sleep in a park. I can't sleep in a police station, Lemmy. The only place I'm allowed to sleep is in a refuge where I won't sleep because I've already told you I've got gangs after me. That's why I got moved in my flat in the beginning. Or I'm allowed to sleep on industrial estates and commercial buildings. So if you take my flat, I'm legally allowed to go back out, and all the coppers that forged this paperwork and broke my human rights and used this flat as a prison cell, you're gonna show them for their true colours. Lemmy, because it's all going to come out, because I'm going to need somewhere to stay. Yeah, and I'm telling you, it's going to be them warehouses where I'm legally allowed to stay, Lemmy. Yeah, you're going to show them how bad they really breached my human rights and how they're using my flat as a prison cell, Lemmy, and you're getting paid rent for this prison cell that I'm living in. You took my personal home away from me, Lemmy. I'm not allowed to hire equipment out to anybody, personal or otherwise. Personal means if I give you an amp personally or a speaker, or otherwise is business, Lemmy. Unless I've got Enfield Council's signature. That's to any private birthday party. That's to anything, Lemmy. I'm not allowed to do nothing. I've got 200 grand's worth of equipment sitting in a lockup, and I can't come to use lot. Yeah, I've wrote to every other borough, and every other borough has told me that you were wrong in right Enfield Council. I've got all the emails. Enfield Council's wrong in forging the paperwork the way they have. Yeah, because every department has its own licensing department, Lemmy, yeah? And because it says illegal, the organisation of illegal raves, yeah, it's an illegal offence. I've never been arrested for something that's illegal, Lemmy. Yous are holding me in here. I've got the true Facebook profiles of the people of the events yous have set me up for, but I don't see why I should have to hand them to yous lot to prove my innocence and grass half of London up, Lemmy. Yeah? I'm stuck in a bad position right now, ruin a lot of people's lives or what? And yous are trying to take my home off me when you're not protecting me, Lemmy. Yeah? I'm telling you, I've done nothing wrong here. Yeah, and these allegations, I've got that woman on recording 117 saying, we're doing this to get extra council flat. We want new council flat. I've got her all on recording, Matthew Illigan's wife. Every time I've been to their front door, I bring this dictator phone that I'm using against you now with me and record the conversations. Lemmy, yeah? So anything you want to hear about what's really happened, I'll play the audio to you. Lemmy, myself. You still there, Lemmy?
Whenever you finish, tell me I will talk. But I've got 5 more minutes on this phone. And okay.
Well, I'm listening to you now, Lemmy. I'm happy to listen to you now. What, can we have a meeting today, then, please? Or when are you available for a meeting, Lemmy?
I have listened to you without interrupting you. So I'm going to say my bit. Please, if you interrupt me, I'll put the phone down.
If I do what?
Please. If you interrupt me, I'll put the phone down.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm going to.
I've listened to you.
Yes, that's perfect. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm not. Yeah, and I thank you for doing that, Lemmy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lemmy, for doing that.
All right. Now, I explained to you, and it's within your right to seek legal advice. The action Enfield Council is taking against you is not criminal. It's a civil matter. It's a breach of tenancy agreement. So it's within your right.
It's harassment, and I've been arrested and found not guilty.
See what I'm saying?
Sorry, I apologize. Go on.
I did not interrupt you.
Yes, I apologize. After a while, I apologize. Okay.
I'll put the phone down. Now, all I'm giving you is an advice. Is you have the right to take the advice or to do whatever you like. Now, the advice I need to give you is that this is a simple matter. When Enfield Council housed you, you signed a tenancy agreement. And
15 years ago, yeah.
And this is a breach of that tenancy.
No, I've not done what you're saying, and I'm saying I'm willing to come to that office today now, and I'm willing to have a meeting. I want to... Can you set a date, please, for me to come to you, Lemmy, and show you my evidence and defend myself?
We have officers.
Can you give me a date to come to you to defend myself and show you what I'm legally telling you, that I'm right? Can you let me show my side of the story, then? Can you give me a date now today, please, that I can come to your office? You can have your legal department. I can bring my solicitor, and we can put my side down on the table.
I don't need to have our legal department present.
Okay, so well, can we arrange a meeting then, please? You don't need a legal department. Can I come to you then, please, Lemmy? Yeah? I hope you know this is getting recorded, Lemmy. I think you do. Yeah, I think you do.
It doesn't bother me whether you're recording it or not. To be honest with you, it doesn't matter.
Lemmy, the general public will not agree, Lemmy. You just come to work to pay for your mortgage the same as anybody else in your pension. Don't go out, don't take things personally because you're upset, Lemmy. Yeah, because that's what you're doing.
I'm not upset with
you. Can you set a date then, please, for me to come to the office like you was telling me to do? That's all that we need now is a date, and then I'm going to come to you.
Listen.
And I'm going to show you my defense, and then you can make your decision after you've seen my defense, Lemmy.
Perhaps if you allow me to talk without interrupting me, then we'll begin to make sense in this conversation. I am free on Wednesday, so you choose your time when you want to come. And you've given your mother the right to speak on your behalf. So if you could also
invite that's correct.
Me to the meeting.
Yes, that's correct,
yeah.
Lemmy. Lemmy, and if I show you truth of what they're doing to me, Lemmy, in 2014...
Mr. Cordell, I am going to put this phone down.
I'm just asking one question.
I am going to put this phone down.
Don't do that. Please don't do that, Lemmy, because this is my home and I don't want you to do that.
You asked me to arrange a meeting. I am trying...
Yeah, you said Wednesday and I said 12 o'clock. I'm happy to do that. That's perfect.
12 o'clock on Wednesday is fine.
That's perfect. At what, the Civic Centre, what floor, what room, where do I meet you?
If you come to the Civic Center at the reception, ask to see Lemmy.
And then Lemmy, if I bring the video evidence, can I ask you, on that day of the meeting, I understand you're going to be showing me points and I'm going to show you the true evidence that proves that I've never done these things, yeah, and I'm going to defend myself. But if I show you the evidence of what they've been doing to me, why I am a tenant, yeah, why I was a tenant in 2014, even if you did find any truth in 2016's allegations, are you going to do something about the 2014 allegations, why I still am your tenant, and for what they really done to me? Because, Lemmy, I want them to go to prison, Lemmy, and they're going to get 10 years. I'm going to take that woman and that man, they're both going to prison, and so's Stan and so's Karen. I've lost my right finger, Lemmy. I can't move my right finger. I've been put in a nutty hospital because of them. Yeah, because they made false allegations and started make... Lemmy, when you see the truth of what's happened, Lemmy, you're going to realise they're going to... I can't even go... What you're telling me ain't even a prisonable offence. But what you're using their signatures for are all 10 years, I'm telling you, Lemmy. And they won't just get 10 years, they'll get 30 years and they'll get run consecutively. Yeah, if they're lucky, Lemmy. I'm a very intelligent person. Yeah, know what you're doing with these people. I've told you from the beginning what you're doing with their signatures is out of order. Lemmy, you... Yeah, I want you to follow how you're treating me. I want you to treat them the same for what they've done to me in 14 when I show you all the videos and bring all my statements, Lemmy. Yeah, I want to be treated like a person as well, Lemmy, by you.
Mr. Cordell, we've been very, very patient with what has been going on.
Lemmy, you haven't been patient. I've been telling you, Lemmy. I've got you all on recording in my flat loads of times asking you to protect me. I've got the pictures of the coppers showing my medical notes and everything and telling them what my neighbours are doing. And the coppers run out of my house and I've got them on video going, please, Simon, don't get us involved. Don't show us that stuff. I'm saying you're supposed to protect me. Yeah? See, the same with when Jackie Gubby was in this house. Go to Jackie Gubby and say, did you go in Simon's house with two coppers? Yeah? I recorded her. And she's telling me she moved Debbie out of the house a week before. And what Stan and what the Mafiligans are doing is definitely not Debbie. Yeah, because Debbie got moved out by it. You lot paid for Debbie, who lived in 113, to go in a hotel. They're serious offences, Debbie. And your key workers are my witnesses. Because I've got them on voice recording. Lemmy, you're going to wrap a lot of people up, bro.
Mr. Cadell, can I just say
something? Yeah, of course you can, sir. Of course.
Now, there are certain conditions that has to be met if you don't want us to seek possession of your property. Number one, you have to stop harassing your neighbors.
I've never did harass my neighbors. I just defended myself.
Hold on, let me finish. Number one, you have to stop harassing your neighbors.
I've never have.
Secondly, you have to give FU Council unimpeded access your home for us to see.
Lemmy, I've allowed you 6-7 times in the last couple of weeks. Six, seven times they've been in my house, they have. Lemmy, do you know what? 117, can I say something to you, sir?
This is Monday morning, Mr. Cordell, and I am not going to get into an argument with you.
Yes,
thank you very much. This phone call has lasted 16 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you've actually spent 15 minutes of your paid salaries, Lemmy. 15 minutes of your paid salary to look after one of your tenants, Lemmy. 15 minutes of your paid salary to look after one of your tenants when you're taking his flat, Lemmy. Lemmy.
I am going to have to end this phone call. You're coming on Wednesday with your mom. So when you come on Wednesday, we will discuss the...
And are you going to arrest these people when I show you true crimes that they've done to me with real statements? Are you going to take the True Lines of Investigation and treat them the way that they deserve to be treated, Lemmy? You are not the police, but you're dealing with harassment right now, intimidation. They're all criminal offences, Lemmy. They're all and they've all been found not guilty by the police. The police have said that I've been found not guilty for them all before, Lemmy. Lemmy, I've been found guilty. I've been arrested and found not guilty. I went to an interview. We spoke in the interview room for threats to kill. I've got the CD for it, Lemmy. Yeah, from when I went there, for a few months before you lot started writing all this, and the police found me not guilty. The same C Stan next doors, Stan wrote a statement saying I threatened him in June 2016. Said it, what supposedly happened is, Stan had kept assaulting me all 14, and I kept getting the council officers in here and everyone, none of you lot would protect me. By 2016, I was supposed to have said to Stan, if I see you in the park, I'll get you if you keep doing what you're doing to me. You're destroying Heidi's life and you're destroying my life and Shannon's life, yeah? You're ruining our lives, yeah? And you've got no right. All I've ever done is look after you, Stan, and treat you with respect, yeah? That's all I've ever done for you and care for you like a father, Stan, yeah? For you to be doing this for sport to me is inhumane treatment and it accounts to torture, yeah? It's not fair. So in 2016, I supposedly said to Stan, if you keep doing this to me, I'm going to end up doing something, because you don't even know Shannon's phone number or Heidi's phone number to make sure they're all right or want something like this done. I'll phone them in front of you right now and you can speak to them, yeah? You've got no right in victimizing me, yeah? And your constitution protects me, yeah? It says that no political persuasion, HIV status, nobody should be treated any different.